dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. It's once again time for You Big Dummy. Yes, these are real news stories of really dumb people doing really dumb stuff. We read them, we vote on them. And, yeah, if you would like to be a part of it, you can find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, I'd like to read it on the air. You read it on the air. Not only do you get to be a part of the show, you also get some Lou Malnati. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man accused of stealing steaks led officers on a high-speed chase and struck a police car with meat tossed from his window. Authorities said that the suspect stole an undisclosed number of steaks from the Walmart. There's a shocker. Walmart neighborhood market in Longview just after 11 a.m. on Wednesday. The ensuing police chase reached speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour and crossed two counties before the man was apprehended. East Mountain Police Sergeant Mark Nichols said that the suspect attempted to get rid of some of the pilfered meats while fleeing police. It appears that there is steaks and meats of some sort flying out of the windows. One of them bounced off my patrol car. That's not something you think of people stealing, especially running from the police in the process. That's a new one, Nichols told KLTV.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. An unusual street fight in China involved rival construction firms using bulldozers to do battle in the middle of an urban street. Whoa, man. Video captured a witness Sunday or Saturday shows two heavy construction vehicles clashing with their shovels in the middle of the street. Other vehicles soon joined the melee, bringing the total number of heavy construction vehicles to six. And at least two of the bulldozers and front-end loaders ended up toppling in the scuffle. The bulldozer street fight came to an end when police arrived. The Chongqing Morning Post report indicated that the drivers were working for rival construction firms whose competition for clients got out of hand.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
I would love to see that video. Dan, is that was the video? It's available? Good Lord. Well, that's something that you got to see right there. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three is sent to us by our listener, Barb. Thank you, Barb. An argument over crab legs led to an arrest on Saturday. Manchester police said that they were called to the Royal Buffet because of an argument at a buffet table. However, it escalated into physical confrontation. During the scuffle, a 21-year-old man was punched in the face and lost a tooth. That man's mother jumped in and used pepper spray on her son's attackers. Her actions were in self-defense. She's not facing any charges, according to police. The Manchester Fire Department responded to vent out the restaurant after the pepper spray was deployed. The restaurant had to close while the health department assessed the air quality, but the restaurant said they stayed open for business at the usual time, that they opened for business at the usual time on Sunday.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right. All right, we have to take a break, and then You Big Dummy will return. And we'll vote on the dummies. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and all Prince Fly Jam Friday. All right. Dummy number four. British police busted a burglar who left a trail of white paint footprints from the crime scene to his own front door. The Durham investigators responded to a break-in at a secondhand store. They soon discovered the culprit had spilled a tin of white paint inside the store and apparently walked through the spill. The officers followed the trail of white footprints all the way to the home of Andrew Mark Connor, 27, who had white paint on his shoes and stolen goods from the store in his backyard. Police said that Connor was arrested within 30 minutes of the crime being reported. Connor appeared before magistrates this month and was handed a community rehabilitation order and was ordered to pay $144 compensation to the owners of the store.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five. Police say a Decatur woman, furious at her two-timing boyfriend and his other girlfriend, covered both their cars completely in a mixture of ketchup and mayonnaise. He is also accused of extensively scratching both vehicles, slashing two tires on each, and smashing their rearview mirrors. Sworn statements say the 36-year-old boyfriend had no doubt who it was. He showed patrol officers text messages that had allegedly received that said, "Y'all got a surprise when y'all wake up. She'll talk about it, but I'm about it." He now faces two counts of criminal damage to property and repair costs, which may exceed $10,000. That, by the way, was sent to us by listener Peter. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
All right. We got to vote. Let's see. Got the dummy who tried to throw steaks as he stole steaks and threw them out the window in a police car. We got the dummies who had a bulldozer brawl, which evidently you can see the video of. We got the dummies who started a fight over crab legs. We got the dummy who stepped in paint, leading the cops directly to him, and the dummy who covered her cheating boyfriend and his girlfriend in ketchup and mayo. So let's begin with Dan. Dan?
The video is pretty spectacular, the bulldozers going at it.
Yeah.
I always love when people throw their contraband outside the window in front of the police, not realizing that it's still evidence.
Right.
But I got to go with the guy who stepped to the paint, because that's just fantastic.
That's,
right there.
That is really dumb. And, you know, that fulfills the criteria of this segment. All right. Vic, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with Dan. I've seen the video of the bulldozers and the steak story. I remember hearing about that a day or so ago. That's pretty dumb, throwing the steak. That's pretty hilarious. But the footprints leading to the suspect, you can't beat that.
No, footprints leading right to where he was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Esmeralda?
Yeah, the footprints. Does he know the guy who hid in the dryer from last
night? Yeah, he led him right to the dryer where the guy was sleeping. This is the dumbest story. I mean, he was the dumbest guy. So if you're voting for the biggest dummy, clearly the biggest dummy was the guy whose footprints led them directly to his arrest. So I'm going with that. But I got to say, the dummies who fought over crab legs, I can kind of understand that. It's crab legs.
Yeah. No, that was second.
Yeah.
I
can kind of understand people getting a little. Yeah.
And good on the mom protecting her son
with
the pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do You Big Dummy again next week. So let's do this. Oh, that. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, context, context. All right, you know what this is. Straight out of context. When you listen every day, 24/7, to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, sounds dirty, makes you giggle, jot down who said it, the day, the time, all that information, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com for Straight Out of Context. All right, what do we got, Dan?
Okay, first up, Eric, actually. Eric is responsible for the first couple ones. We're going to start with Steve Cochran here.
If the Hawks lose, it's generally a quickie. If the Hawks win, we beat it.
Well, I guess Cochran's going to be beating it later. All right, next.
Next up is Dave Ennett and Andrea Darlis.
Could have gone a little bit longer.
I think it was a little too long.
Oh, Andrea.
Okay. Next.
This one of Wendy, sent in by Eric and also John.
And that third thing is what you wanted to insert.
Oh, God. Okay. Next.
All right. Eric also sends us one of Bill Luff.
I don't know how to do it, but I watch, like Kevin does it or Elif is filling in today, and I watch them do it, and it takes a fraction of the time that it used to take. And then it sounds cleaner,
I
too.
Know.
It's so much better. But I get the purists who go, no, the old way. That's the way to do it.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Next. All right, last one before we break here. Yeah. Tim and Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Rokan.
My groin has never been the same.
I don't even want to know what they were talking about. I'm glad his groin is I hope it's better. All right, we got a break here, and when we come back, we'll finish up Straight Out of Context and then Fly Jams Friday, the All Prince edition, appropriately enough. We'll take a break. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, all right. We are back with Straight Out of Context. No spies this week, but if you guys listen 24/7 and somebody mentions me or anything like that, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue with the Straight Out of Context. Dan?
We return. Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one of you.
Is it really short, Dan? Okay. Okay.
Answers, well, is it, Dan?
Answers no, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, and you'll that action might come up later. All right, oh. Keith and Amanda sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
And I took one bite, and then the second bite, I just rubbed it on my rear end.
What? What?
What is that? What could they possibly have been talking about?
You know, whenever Lou is on Straight Out of Context, I always think it's going to be like, you know, put it in this pipe or take that shaft and put it, you know, I mean, like some sort of home improvement double entendre. But he's wiping stuff on his butt? What? All right.
A little bit later in that conversation.
Oh, God, here we go.
Celine heard this of Lou.
And I don't know how to get it out.
Well, that's what you get when you rub stuff on your butt. Sometimes you don't know how to get it out.
Maybe he was talking about a car.
Would you guys like to know the context? What
was, no. Do you call it the butt of a car? Right, I don't think so.
What at rear end?
So on last week's remote, Lou Manfredini remote, there was a catering service who made apple macadamia nut pancakes or something.
Yeah.
And he enjoys them so much, apparently he rubs them all over.
Oh.
Wait, what? It still makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. When I like food, I usually eat it. I don't rub it on my butt. I don't. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on with Lou. Okay, next.
This one also from Celine of Steve Cochran.
It's not TMI. I'll show you.
Okay.
All right. This one is special.
Uh-oh.
Involves Wendy. It's heard by Keith and Tim.
I would like to give a tip to everyone listening out
there.
What
is it?
But it looks like the tongue of a lizard because it's forked at the end and you dig down deep. It's just a long upright pole. And when you just pull it out, sometimes I got a little butt crack thing going. This way you can do it standing up. You can take it all off like that. You just kind of can pull it with your hands. That's right. And as you said, it still really grows. You couldn't even tell where the hole was.
Wow. Wow. Wendy. Okay. Jeez. Next.
Jesse submitted this one of Esmeralda.
I get all sloppy with it.
Okay. Next.
Tim and Brad sent in this one of you.
Despite the fact that it's 3 inches long and 1 inch wide.
Whoa. Whoa, man. Wow. What was I talking about? Do you remember what I was talking about?
I was not here, but apparently you guys were talking about like a thing, like an air conditioning unit. That was
It was the it was during the Doris Roberts. It was that Glade commercial. Can I stick it in the window with the when the idiot kept thinking it was an air conditioner when it was an air freshener? Okay. Nice call on that one. Okay, next.
Wild Bill heard this one of Dan Long.
You pull out from the pump.
God. Oh, man. All right.
An emailer submitted this one of Roe.
Will mount a guy.
Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Denny Savard.
Oh, no.
You got to stay out of the box as much as possible.
Oh, savvy. That's spectacular. Okay, next.
A texter sent in this one of you.
I would just picture him, like, between balls.
All right. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Can we move on?
Oh, good, because Wild Bill heard this one of you.
I knew the big butt was going to be in there.
That was when I was talking with Max.
Between those balls?
Yeah. Hey!
Is that where it was?
Wow.
Only on special occasions.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
I knew the big...
Oh,
whoa.
About that.
I don't want to hear that again.
Was she trying to rub your head?
What's going on that morning show?
Well... It's a good question because Johnsburg AJ and our own Vic Vaughn.
Vic!
Emailed this one.
Vic submitting now.
Yes,
awesome. Okay.
Yes, morning show producer Mary Sandberg.
It has a little bit more girth than most. And so it comes up in this most perfect cylinder to your mouth. Its aromas are, I don't know, it's perfect for the tongue.
Oh, my God. Is she here yet? Is she
She's
here?
Hard at work at the back. The back.
Oh. Now, wasn't her dad proud of her the first time that she...
Yes.
That she
yes,
made... I don't know what he's going to think of that one, though. I got to tell you. Because I think her dad sent her a text and said, hey, you really made it. You know? But I don't know about that one. I don't know if he's going to be a proud papa after hearing that. Okay. Next.
Tim and Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
I do better when my back's up against the wall.
clearly talking about the Hawks, I would imagine. Yeah. Maybe not. Okay.
Brian heard this one of Patty.
That needs to happen in my mouth.
Mm. Okay.
And finally, Brian and Scott submitted these of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
I'd last 5 minutes. I love the way it feels in my hand. Oh, I can imagine it's got to be really hard, though.
And it's the size of my arm. It's...
Man. Oh, man. Whoa. Was that one conversation? That was one conversation we were in?
That was one conversation, yes.
How did we, Esmeralda, how did we not know that, those were going to be pulled from out of context?
You kind of can't censor yourself. Just have to speak.
What was I talking about last in 5 minutes? What?
Food? Was it the food segment?
It was the food segment. You were talking about a TV show, I believe. And the hipsters love it, but you didn't, or something like that.
It might have been about the Barefoot Contessa.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Whew. All right, Straight Out of Context. You know how it works. Listen 24/7 when the dirty stuff happens. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We have no spies this morning, so if you continue to listen and I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned again during the week, jot it all down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.